Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, Mark, if we could just do a show where we actually, as you stick your bike on there, where we actually discuss what we discussed during the breaks.
It might be our last show.
Yeah.
But it'd be a darn good one, Bob.
If you're going to go down swinging. This is Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer with you. We'll tell you that guests on the show receive gift certificates to Roost Chris Steakhouse. It's the greatest steak you've ever had. Follow Sizzle to Roost Chris to 9990 Jasper Avenue. Tell Chris and Chef L. Taft that Oilers Now sent you. Roost Chris is open Tuesday through Sunday from 5 until 10 p.m. It's 1236 in Edmonton. Mark Spector, Sportsnet Spec for Aquarian Renovations. An experience worth sharing. Get started today at Aquarian Renovations.com. Mark, the Oilers and the Kings last played on January the 9th. LA got a bunch of power plays early in that game, and they capitalized. They scorched the Oilers. The Kings come into tonight's game with the second-best power play in the league. It's really good. It's incredibly good relative to the last 20 years.
Yep.
But it ain't the Oilers' power play, which is off the charts. But that night, they won the special teams battle. The game got nasty in the third period, and the Oilers went down swinging. Yes, the Puljujärvi threw a big hit. The next thing you knew, he was fighting Philip Deneau, except Jesse didn't know it, and the crowd went crazy because Deneau did a number on him. Deneau had the opportunity after to fight a couple other guys, and seemed a little, and then he got smoked, slobber-knockered with a big hit later on in that game. Klim Kostin fought Brendan Lemieux, and Zach Hyman looked at Leon Draisaitl and said, "Don't worry about the face-off. I'm fighting this guy with
Sean Durzi."
Because Sean Durzi was chirping him a bit. So we had a lot going on that night.
Yeah, it was fun.
The Oilers, I'd put a tweet out that day talking about Edmonton's second half record over the last three seasons, and people were all over me after the Oilers lost the game that night. Well, guess what? Since that game, guess which team in the league's got the best points percentage in the NHL?
Yeah, it's the Oilers.
So something happened there that night.
Yeah, what was it, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, two things. It's a bonding experience when your pride gets hurt, and the L.A. beat them pretty good that night.
Yeah.
A game where the Oilers went in thinking, okay, we got to take a run at these guys, and it did not go their way. That can often act as some glue. And then we know hockey. When a bunch of guys have fights and there's some big hits and it's a bunch of, you know, it's us against them and we're going their barn and the fists are flying, that always brings a team together. We just don't see it as much anymore as we used to.
So Tyler has reached out on the Ashley Fine Flores text line and said, "Bob, I seem to recall another game between Edmonton and LA. This one was of a different time and frankly, far more ugly. I loved it.
Didn't it set the record?"
Yeah, at the time it did, yes, back in 1990, February 28th. And I already relayed the story. I was working on Sports Night that night with Darren Detition, and we didn't have a show because the game was on ITV, and it just kept on going and going and going.
It was a long game.
And I remember Don Cherry saying in December of that year the Oilers were going to win the Cup in 89-90, and everybody thought he was crazy. Mm-hmm. And then they had the throwdown against the Kings, and, you know, the Kings won the game, but the Oilers won the battle, and it galvanized the team together. Do you believe that kind of stuff?
Oh, it's for sure. I've covered in hockey long enough to know. And it's a dressing room thing, and it's a little bit inside baseball. And a lot of people out there are probably saying, "Ah, come on." But when there's 22 men on a hockey team, and when they have a game where everybody throws down and gets after it and fights and puts their, you know, their chicklets on the line for the team.
We're going to use another word.
Yeah. They
nut it up.
Yeah. It brings teams closer together. Always has, always will. The only difference is we just don't. In the old days, it took a six or seven fight game to qualify. Today, three fights is enough. And that's what the Oilers and Kings had. I think there was three scraps in that game, which is a lot in 2023.
Now, the funny thing is the Oilers have a different team now even than they had in that game, right? They did not have Evander Kane. You would have to have known.
He makes a huge difference.
Evander would have love to have been involved in that game that night.
Yeah.
They got Matthias Ekholm. Oh, and they got Vincent Desharnais, who's...
Yeah, he helps.
He helps, and I mean, he's had one NHL fight, and it was against Arbor Jacki, and Jacki landed the punches, but hasn't played since.
Hasn't played since, blew out his shoulder.
Blew out his shoulder. I mean, it's a big man. Like, the Oilers have a bigger team now. The Kings don't have Lemieux anymore, but they went and got Zach MacEwen. And people are going to say, what are you doing? Stop. You got to stay in the game. You got to stay in the moment. You can't tell me that this being, there's a distinct possibility, Mark, Edmonton's going to play LA here.
Could, if not the first round, the second, for
right,
sure.
Right. So yeah. On the, you're playing them twice in 6 days.
Yeah.
Could we see a little bit of old school taking
well,
place?
Well, I think at this point, at this time, the points are still pretty important.
Of course.
Everybody wants home ice. Everyone wants still has a shot at first place Pacific. If we enter the third period and the score is 5-1, then yeah. Don't turn your TV off, folks. It'll be a good third period. If we enter the third period at 3-2, no. Right? You know, the Kings, they have a very good power play. Both teams are getting schooled by their coaches. Don't let these guys beat us with their power play, particularly the Kings, right? Look what happened in Vegas the other night. 3-for-3. Cassidy said after the game, he said, it's not like we were undisciplined. We only took 3 penalties, but it was 3 goals. So I'm going to tell you, Bob, it has to be a big disparity on the scoreboard right. Before we're going to see guys throwing down. And I'm not telling you I wouldn't mind seeing a game like that.
Oh, I can't believe you'd think that way. Well, the bleeding heart's going to say out there, I hate fighting. I hate fighting, of course. Oh, wait, there's a fight on.
Hey.
Right. So...
18,000 people in here tonight won't be leaving.
So many storylines here, right? You got the coach, you know.
Yeah, 2 coaches. The, go back 100 years together.
Go back and you know, both guys have done. Todd's done an unbelievable. LA's got to be. They're way ahead of what everybody thought they were going to be in this rebuild. Like, they got a really good team right now.
They do.
And, Jay, the record speaks for itself. Over the last 33 games, the Oilers are 22-5-6.
Yep.
They got a good record. They got the best points percentage in the league.
And
so
really, when you look at the West, there's, you know, there's different opponents you look at, and you think, oh, boy, I'm not sure I'd want to play Minnesota, for instance. The Oilers struggle with them.
Yeah.
But right now, the team that you look at, I know every Oilers fan out there that I talk to, they want to play Vegas in the first round. And the reason they want to play Vegas is because they don't want to play L.A.
Yeah. It's interesting. I had a couple of the Hall of Famers reach out and say, I wouldn't be sweating L.A., and I'll tell you why. And I go, okay, why? And I go, well, look, all respect in the world for Todd. He's a great coach. But there are 2 star players are 33 and 35.
Yep.
And Edmonton's 2 star players are 26.
Right in their prime.
Right in their prime. And what happened in Game 6 and Game 7 when all the pressure was on Edmonton? And I'm like, well, yeah, but they didn't have Doughty. And they didn't have Arvidsson.
Yep.
And I'm like,
2 good
yeah,
players.
Yeah, okay, fine. Right. But the fact is, those guys can get to a level, even against Calgary, Spec.
Yeah.
Like you were in Calgary in Game 2 in Calgary when it was 3-1, after the Flames had won 9-6. And it was 3-1 for Calgary in Game 2.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're thinking to yourself, well, the Oilers are just going to pump these guys the rest of the way in this series. Because I wasn't thinking that way. I was like, yeah. Are we going to get to
and
Game
5? Barely lost a period the rest of the series.
Right? So
I mean, Edmonton is so deep. That's the difference. And now you add Ekholm in, who makes you so much better. Bjugstad is a solid, good depth centerman. I really like what he's brought here. You know, that's him and Janmark are 2 guys that know what they are and do it really well. And up top, they've just got so many weapons. Like, more this year, more than ever. I'm a broken record when it comes to a team that had to figure out how to win without 97-29 winning at Forum. And more and more and more and more this year, we've seen the Oilers win games where, you know, obviously Connor and Leon get their points, but they're not one of the 3 stars. And Kane hasn't even really measured into that yet. I know he had a hat trick, but in Seattle. But they've just got so many weapons. Look at Nugent's season. Look at Hyman. You know, Kane's ready to get going here. Their depth guys are better. They're missing McLeod. They could use him back. But Edmonton's a better team than they were a year ago.
They're not just going to be getting McLeod back. They're going to be getting Holloway back after the regular season ends and there's no salary cap.
That'll make you quicker.
And that,
make
you get those 2 guys in your bottom 6. And the other thing is Holloway hits. I mean, we both wish that McLeod added a little bit more physical intensity to his game. Maybe that comes.
That playoff series might help him with that.
Right, but there's an old saying, Cam Moon, right, says this, if they don't bite his pups, Bob, they don't bite his dogs. So
it sounds like something we learned from the Sutters.
Exactly. All right, so the Oilers and the LA Kings, we got the coach thing going on. We got both teams that, you know, Edmonton, Ekholm, the addition, I mean, it speaks for itself. Edmonton's 11-2-1 in 14 games since they got him. Mm-hmm. But the Kings added Korpisalo and Gavrikov as well. So they're a different team as well, Mark.
Yeah, and talking to Jimmy Fox, he says that Gavrikov is exactly what they needed. They didn't need puck moving. They didn't need an offensive guy. They needed a solid citizen like Gavrikov is. He's fit in really well there. And
left shot as well, which they needed. They got all left shot. They got so many right deep.
They got a bunch of righties. So, and their goaltending, you know, just like every other team almost out west, certainly in the Pacific, they have question marks with their goaltending. I'm not sure they know who starts game one of the playoffs yet, Bob. Do you, for LA?
Yeah, Korpisalo starts.
You think he starts?
And I'll tell you why. Because Phoenix Copley, who Edmonton almost signed, they tried to sign in the offseason. They mm-hmm. looked at Phoenix Copley.
From North Pole, Alaska, Bob.
Yes, Michigan Tech, nine AHL seasons. Got himself a one-year extension at $1.5 million back on February the 10th. His record is 23-4-3, Spec.
That's pretty good.
That's a good record. His save percentage is .899, which is, like, here's a stat for you.
Okay.
The LA Kings come into tonight's game with the 29th best save percentage in the NHL.
How do they have such a good record?
They're .886, so that would explain why their goal differential isn't as good as Edmonton's. The Oilers are plus +44. I mean, the Oilers are 20th in save percentage at .894. And because of that, I believe Korpisalo's getting the start come playoff time, and he's beaten the Oilers twice this year, Mark.
I'd like to see the historics on save percentage, because it seems more good teams have average goaltending today than ever before. You know, you used to show me a team that started with an .800, and I'm telling you, they're not making the playoffs. Now there's lots of goalies in the playoffs.
Well, there's a simple reason why. Scoring's way up.
Well,
and you got guys.
Does that mean scoring's better or goaltending's worse?
Tonight the Oilers have, tonight the Oilers have Klim Kost likely going 11-7 again. Devin Shore was out fairly late after the morning skate today. He just beat Vegas 7-4 with going an 11-7.
Probably going the same way.
Costin's got 10 goals, and he's plus +11. And Derek Ryan has 12 goals, and he's a plus +5 or plus +6. Mm-hmm. Those are in your fourth line. Those are double-digit goal scores on your fourth line.
Darnell Nurse got, what, 41 points?
Well, yeah. Then
almost all even whole, strength.
But where I'm going with this is just the support scoring. We might see LA tonight move Kevin Fiala to the third line. Mm-hmm. To create some mismatches. And I think that's part of the reason why we're seeing such an uptick in scoring is you have skill further down the lineup, whereas back in the halcyon days of yore, like back in 1990 when the Kings and the Oilers were going at it, you had Kelly Buckberger and Dave Brown on your fourth line.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the Kings were deciding, okay, Marty was like, okay, how do I avoid fighting Dave Brown? He ended up fighting him in the playoffs and did quite well. But in the regular season in that specific game,
hey, who wants to fight
it
Dave
was Bob
Brown?
Helkitis that had to step up and fight him. So,
listen, the thing about the Oilers here is there was a time when I would look at a really strong offensive team like Edmonton and think, man, I hope you can win 3-2 games in the playoffs. And I know there's some coming. Like, there's a 2-1 game coming at you. There's a 3-2 game. It's coming. But I think in 2023 we're at a point where you can push the score to 4-3.
It's a 4-3 league, Mark.
It's closer to a 4-3 league than it's ever been, and that's right up Edmonton's alley. Because I'll tell you what, if it's a race to 5, they're going to win 9 out of 10.
You know who's smiling like a butcher's dog right now?
Who's that?
Jeff Jackson. Evan Bouchard in his last 14 games has 3 goals, 13 points. He's plus +4. He's playing 21.36 per game. The Oilers' power play is 36.2% over the last 14 games.
Pretty good.
Matthias Ekholm and Bouchard Speck have played 195 minutes time on ice together. And they've got a 60% expected goals for, and they're plus +11 in goal differential.
Talk about opportunity for Evan Bouchard. He's trundling along in a sophomore season that's, you know, it's not going great for him. All of a sudden, they trade Tyson Berry. They put him up top the power play. They bring in Matthias Ekholm. You're playing with him. Everything's turned around. You know, he's playing fantastic. His numbers are there. He's building up great stats in a contract year. Man, oh, man, he must have found a shiny penny along the way. Good for him. He's earned it, right? He's putting up here. He's not just a passenger. He's helping.
So the GM made a difficult trade. He gave up a prospect they loved.
Yep.
You loved him. I loved him. We liked Reed Schaefer a lot. I know the Oilers got criticized for the pick, except at the end of the day, Ken Holland was on our show Tuesday and said the Nashville Predators were not doing that trade unless they got Reed Schaefer in the deal. So you gave up a future number one, and you give up Reed Schaefer, you give up Tyson Berry. But did you think that it was going to have the impact with Ekholm? He gets paired with Bouchard. Bouchard gets a shot on the power play. It eases the workload a little for Darnell Nurse, allows Darnell Nurse to play a little freer. Oh, and you got Broberg, who gets to have a mentor, a Swedish mentor in Ekholm, and help
And for three more years.
Like, This could have.
That's a great trade. Here's what I did know. He's a better player than Chychrun. Okay, Ekholm's a better player than Chychrun. Yeah, Chychrun's younger. I know the stats here, but they're trying to win here today. Ekholm, not only is he more the player they need, the Edmonton Oilers as good a player as Carlson is. I always thought that trade was a fantasy. And I'll take Ekholm over Carlson every day for what the Oilers need. They got enough offense. They score enough goals, right? Ekholm's the perfect guy. That's some of Kenny Holland's finest work, bringing in Ekholm. We've been around him a bit. He's a hell of a player and a hell of a guy.
There's one thing about Chychrun that bothered me a bit. Mark, what would happen if you dared to hit me in media hockey? Was I going to hit you back?
Sure.
In like 3 seconds, right? You were getting it back.
Okay, what was Chychrun's problem?
Well, have you watched Chychrun play? Every time he gets hit, like hit hard,
he goes down.
He goes down
and often stays down.
And it, like, he's a big, strong, like, yeah. You got to go right back at a guy and cross check him across the thigh and hurt him, or cross check him in the ribs, or stick him somewhere else. But you don't let a guy, like, for a 6'2", 215
he's
pound,
a specimen.
You can tell right away the way guys are. Right, it's the guys that don't swing back and hit back. Those are the guys you can take advantage of come crunch time. Well, and I wonder, like, we watched Chychrun, Eric Greiber ran him over in Arizona in his rookie year, and he stayed. I'm like, get up and stick somebody, right? Like, don't sit there and take that. Like, that's,
well,
come on, Mark. You
his
know,
dad played the game that way.
Yeah, right? His dad got knocked out cold and fought the guy that the knocked day, him out yeah. cold the next time. It's just a little.
Sure.
But you watch Ekholm. He knows he's going to get hit sometimes. He's hitting that guy back on the next shift that he's out there.
And for whatever reason, he's a healthier player. Like, look at this, and I'm knocking wood as I say it. He plays 82 game seasons. Chychrun's out again in Ottawa.
It's worked. Should be fun, eh? We're going to know a lot in the next week, aren't we?
Yeah, this game, the totality of two games with L.A., right? They're going to play tonight, and then the best part is they're going to play again in a few days, and if we get lucky enough to see some action tonight, then it'll carry over, man. Let's do it. I can't wait.
Mark, thanks for coming up.
All right, Bobby.
You warming up yet?
No.
It is cold up here, isn't it, today?
Oh, yeah.
All right, it's the Oilers and the L.A. Kings, and when we come back, we're going to get to Oilers game day trivia for Pro-Am Sports. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott joining you on Oilers Now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. This text comes in out of Edmonton. Bob, another reason the Oilers should be confident against LA in the playoffs. Who's won more games in regulation? Well, the Oilers got a lot of regulation wins this year, like second in the league. This texter disagrees with our synopsis, Mark Spector and mine, on the addition of Matthias Ekholm. This texter says he's out of the 306. Brutal trade. Holland failed as the goals against average is the same. The PK is the same. The pretender shut down and he proved against Vegas in the last 2 minutes of the game. Oh, okay. Well, tough day. Yeah, Richard says, Bob, it's obvious why there's so many goals this year. There's a shortage of number one goaltenders in the league and has been for years. It is time. In about 29 seconds time, we'll get to Pro-Am Sports game day trivia. at 1256 in Edmonton. Want to tell you, for you golfers looking for a golf tour bucket list experience, you can join New West Travel in October and golf world-famous Pinehurst in North Carolina, home of the 2024 U.S. Open, part of a five-day golf getaway. Your Pinehurst golf package includes airfare by private charter with open bar and meals, four nights of spectacular accommodation, five rounds of golf, including the stunning U.S. Open course at Pinehurst. Space limited. To reserve your tee time, call New West Travel. Visit them at newwesttravel.com. All right, let's get to it. Up for grabs a $50 gift certificate to Pro-Am Sports. It is Oilers game day trivia for Pro-Am Sports, fan cave and fan gear specialist for all budgets in Edmonton on St. Albert Trail. Here we go. The Edmonton Oilers made a big trade in the summer of 2008. They traded two players that were part of their 2006 team that went to the Stanley Cup final. These two players subsequently won a pair of Stanley Cup championships with the LA Kings organization. It's a relatively easy question. Text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Name the two players that were part of the Oilers 06 run that went on and won back two cups in 3 years in 2012 and 2014 with the LA Kings. And guess what? One of those guys is going to be on our show here in about 38 minutes' time. Again, the trivia question, and we've already got the right answer, but name the two members. These two players were traded for Lubomir Vyshnovsky. That's who the Oilers got back in the trade. They were part of the 06-0 run team. Name the two players. And again, one of them's coming up today at 1:35 on Oilers Now.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.